Recording in progress.
I have lured her away from what is a fantastic day at the office. It is Taco Tuesday. Hello, Zoe Thorne. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. I miss my tacos.
I'll be honest, if the tables were turned, I'm not convinced that I would be giving up tacos to hang out with you, with all due respect.
I haven't given them up. They're on my desk waiting for me to return to the office.
Now, are they served hot and now you're going to be eating them cold?
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah. It's okay. I've you know, made peace with it at this point.
For what it's worth, you know, my peanut butter sandwich has been sitting here for some time just getting dry and yucky.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel a bit better.
Does it? Okay, good. That's what I wanted. What else you got going on this fantastic Tuesday? Anything?
I mean, I think that we're going to see some sun, hopefully. But yeah, just coming off of a win last night from Monday Softball League. We got rained out in the last inning, but that's okay.
So what's the difference in between your Monday Baseball League and your Thursday Baseball League?
The Monday one is like its own separate league, and the Thursday one is like OSSC. Pardon?
Ottawa Separate Softball.
Ottawa Sports and Social
cringy.
Club.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, and of course, like one's with work and then the other one's with friends. So, yeah, there's like a couple minor little differences in rules, but.
And I got nothing going on. I'm just sitting here doing a podcast with you. That's my excitement.
Yay.
So like I said,
I'm more excited. Be more excited about it.
Well, I would be if you weren't sitting there with a pout on your face that you're giving up your tacos. I mean, you're making it sound good, but I can see you, you know.
I'm sure everyone would agree with me that the pout is fair.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. The rain traveled east and left us a nice mix of sun and clouds. Still, the odd chance of a shower, though. Today, a high of unbelievable 22 degrees. More chances of shower tonight with a low of 11 degrees. Unfortunately, tomorrow morning is a bit of everything. Showers, clouds, and sun. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
Okay, I gotta ask because because people don't see us on a regular basis, but I see us on a regular basis. And what's with the cowboy hat today?
Well, you didn't know? I bought a ranch overnight.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
I'm a cowboy now. Yeah.
The Ottawa Yellowstone.
That's right. Yes. Truth be told, I had, you know what? Sue's away, so my schedule's all messed up. And I had a late night shower, went to bed with wet hair. Woke up this morning with the worst bedhead you ever did see. Fine, because nobody sees me. It's radio. Yes. And I did my recording with Sue McGarvey for our podcast earlier. And I said to her, I said, just to let you know, no video today. I'm not presentable for being on cam at all. And she said, no problem. And about 10 minutes in, she's like, oh, I need a video clip for my social media. So I'm going to record video of this. So I reached over. The only hat I happen to have in the studio is this old cowboy hat, which is just... Yeah,
it's a great hat. I was just curious because it's a completely different attire than I'm used to. Uh-huh. So I just had to ask for the sake of asking.
The short answer is because bedhead. So
okay, perfect. I feel like that's like the reason most of us wear hats.
I get a lot of comments on this hat.
Yeah, it's a nice hat.
The ladies find it very sexy when I wear this hat.
Just no comment on that.
Okay, most of the ladies find it sexy when I wear the hat. The May 2-4 long weekend is straight ahead, but let's talk Canada Day because the big announcement today, the performers we will see on stage.
Ooh, exciting.
Now, Canada Day traditionally is held on Parliament Hill, but construction continues there. So once again, it will be moved to Le Breton Flats Park, same place as Blues Fest, but on stage, Maestro Fresh West.
This is a throwdown. Oh. A showdown.
Just inducted into the Juno down. Hall of Fame.
Cool. That's awesome.
Metric.
Oh, I know. Gosh, I love Metric. I mean, who doesn't, though?
Neon Dreams. I'm not familiar with Neon Dreams.
I was going to say, I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds like a cool name, so I might be into them.
Sarah Dufour?
I haven't heard of Sarah Dufour.
Willows? Chromeo.
Oh, stop. Really?
I've never heard of Chromeo.
I'll stand in a crowd of 30,000 people for them any day.
What am I missing with Chromeo? I've never heard of them.
Oh, they have a great song called like Two Step. Sorry, it's not called Two Step. It's Fancy Footwork. And actually it played last night at the softball game over the speaker. And okay. I got all pumped up. I love Chromeo, so I'm so excited that they're going to be there. Oh my gosh.
I will have to look them up as soon as we're done the show.
Do Fancy Footwork. Introduce yourself with Fancy Footwork. Yeah.
Is it one of those songs that I've probably heard it, just don't know who it is?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Let her see that fancy footwork. Show her you that type of guy. I have their record.
You have their record?
Yeah. They're not, it's, you know, one of those new age records, like not old age records. Like I got some Beatles ones. Those are old age ones, but this is like a newer band that does records.
New on A-Track from KTEL, Chromeo, 2024.
Taylor. Yeah. Taylor Swift has records, okay?
I know she does. I want to know the story and how these guys came up with their name. Fuki. F-O-U-K-I. Fuki.
I'm sure it's a funky scenario as to how they came up with that.
Canon, K-A-N-E-N, Kiza. There you go. Okay. See, great to see her back because she had a really bad accident. She was like really badly banged up. So that she's
isn't that Kiza?
Do not tell me I've been saying her name wrong all these years.
Are you sure it's the same person? That's what I'm wondering. It's not that you said it wrong. It's like, is it actually Kaiser?
Well, the I comes before the E.
Except after Z. No, I'm just kidding. Just another day that keeps
me breathing. The song was Hideaway from 2014.
Yes.
So what you're saying is, since 2014, I have been saying her name wrong on the radio, and not one person has ever bothered to contact me and say, hey, doofus.
I'm dyslexic, so honestly,
let's
I
go
have
with
been
that.
Saying
all right.
it wrong.
Well, it's K-I-E-S-Z-A. So that's similar to, this is the worst comparison ever, but it's similar to Kaiser. You know a Kaiser bun?
Yes.
Well, no, Kaiser would be K-E-I, and she's K-I. Anyway, she's coming. And a whole bunch of other folks, Canada Day. Yay.
Yay. Oh, man, this is a great lineup.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Did you know that staying active helps with your mental health as well as your physical health? Regular exercise actually strengthens both your body and your mind, enhancing your ability to tackle your daily challenges and meet your goals. Whether it's a brisk walk, stretching, or even an active workout, physical activity boosts those endorphins, improving cardiovascular health and helping you focus more. Make it a habit to move your body every day to maximize those physical and mental health benefits. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We love when the audience participates in the show. Dave, thank you. This is Dave's second appearance. Dave's got a little thing he likes called two choices. So he gives us two choices. We got to pick one over the other, and then we got to say why.
Okay. So thank you, Dave, for reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Every listener is welcome to as well. And you can send us questions. You can send us, you know, a story that you want us to talk about. It's up to you, whatever you want. But thank you, Dave.
To our audience, nothing makes the show better than when you do the work. Truly.
Don't
you want Yowshow.ca, Yowshow.ca. Go ahead. You got a list of five. I've got a list of five. So it's two things. We got to pick one and explain why we picked that one over the other one.
Hangman or rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors. It's just easier.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Cause someone could just be like a super big nerd and know some really complicated word and then just like, yeah.
Yeah. Like Kiza or Kaiza, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. French fries or onion rings and why?
Oh, it's hard because if it's like, if you're like taking me to A&W, it's onion rings. But if you're taking me to like one of the local like food, like the fries like a trucks,
French
like
fry truck.
The,
yeah.
Yeah, like the world famous Frenchies up the street from my house, and I'd pick fries, obviously. But
imagine that, choosing French fries at a French fry truck. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I would say French fries because the majority of the time, especially McDonald's fries. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Fries. Be the one that does the dishes every meal or cook 3 times a day?
Cook. Hands down. I love cooking.
Yeah. Fair enough. I always think it's fair to just be like, the cook don't clean. So it's like, okay, if I cook this meal, then I don't clean it. But if you cook the next meal, then like you don't clean it. I think that's a fair way.
Unless you're trying to get lucky, in which case I'll do the
definitely
dishes.
Do both.
Damn right. That ties in nicely to my next choices. Thank you again, Dave. Be called clever or be called driven? Which would you prefer and why?
Again, it depends on the setting, but I like clever.
Good, because I call you that a lot.
Yeah, she's a clever one. That
not
one.
That you're not driven, because I've certainly seen that too. But yeah, clever, I think, comes to mind when I think of you first before driven.
Nice. For you, oh, I feel like I know the answer already, but train rides or road trips?
Road trip! RV, let's go. Yeah. This is perfect. Oh my gosh. Workout from home, Zoe, or workout at the gym?
Workout at the gym. There's just more space for me to flail about as I do stuff.
Flail about.
Yes. But Mr. Hanson will be upset because he's got a gym in his basement. But again, it's like a gym. Like it's not, it doesn't even feel like a home gym. It's
you
like
don't want
to
flail
gym.
In front of Mr. Hanson.
No,
leave the flailing to others to have to endure.
Ancient Greece or ancient Rome?
Because Rome's in Italy. Right. Okay. Why did I think they were one in the
this
same?
This is a geography
for a
lesson,
moment?
Too.
Yeah, right? I caught myself. As it's coming out of my mouth hole, I'm like, no, don't say that. But I said it. Rome.
Yeah?
I've just got a real thing with Italy lately, probably because one of my good friends, her daughter, is now living in Rome, and I've just been salivating over the pictures of all that they've been experiencing in Rome. Not to say that Greece isn't exciting, but right now I'm kind of fixated on Rome.
Yeah, and I bet you, I feel like both places actually have good food before step in that. Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
Have one good friend, Zoe, or many friends?
I would say, because I love to just trauma dump on people. I love to just corner you and be like, here are all my problems, and then just walk away. So I feel like if I have more outlets for that, I can spread out the trauma instead of just dump it on one person. So yes. I'm going to go with more friends. Sweet potato fries or French fries?
French fries. Why is that even a question? That's the stupidest question ever.
Be nice to Dave. He wanted to know. You're so mean. All right. Oh my God.
Dave, thank you for your questions. Two choices and why. That's fun. How many websites do you figure you probably encounter in the course of your day, Zoe?
Good question. Honestly, at least 10 or more.
So you're getting like 10 cookies a day then? You have to
cookies?
Accept.
Oh,
yeah, cookies that you have to accept. You ever read the privacy policies on websites? Like, have you ever read one?
Does anyone ever read them?
Well, funny you say that, because here's the whole reason why I'm asking you this question. I got a great story here. The head of a very boring, he describes it, a very boring little organization in the UK called Tax Policy Association. So this guy who works for them thought it was stupid that his company was required to have a privacy policy on the website. And he decided to have a little fun with the one he was writing for his company. So right in the middle of all the boring verbiage, he popped in the following sentence. We'll send a bottle of good wine to the first person who reads this.
I would have completely not seen that and would have missed out.
Well, nobody did for 3 months. Not one person replied. Finally, somebody sent an email the other day We've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. We're sending them a bottle of Chateau de Salle 2013, which it sells for around $50 or so. But here's the kicker. The person who won was somebody who was trying to write their own privacy policy for their website and was actually reading examples from other organizations.
Oh, well, congratulations to that copycat. I think the only time a copycat has come up on top.
You ever wondered who reads those? Other people who have to write those is who reads those. Mm-hmm. It's Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
I just like that when we were just talking off air before, you know, coming in doing this segment, you were like, all right, time for the roundup. I feel like that cowboy hat has really changed.
Yeehaw! Giddy up. It's time for the Yow Roundup. Y'all gather around your radio. All right. I don't really know what else to call this other than celebrity stuff. So here we go. Celebrity stuff. I guess on Monday on Peacock in the States, which for all intents and purposes is NBC, there was a little teaser that was popping up on the screen. It said, new era, same besties, coming soon to Peacock. Well, now we know what the teaser was for.
There's so many history besties. Who is it?
Are you ready for the triumphant return of one Paris Hilton and one Nicole Richie?
Oh my God, that's hot.
So that's a yes. I guess you're ready for that. I'm not sure I am. Yes. Anyway,
I hope it's coming to Hey You, because that's the like reality TV show watching streaming service that we have in Canada. So hopefully it comes, because they have her new show on their From Paris with Love, which is her kind of like just day to day life, like kind of like the Kardashians. But
I'm not sure why you know that.
Because I enjoy reality. I see. Television.
More celebrity stuff. Ellen DeGeneres is returning to Netflix. I do know that we get that in Canada. She's calling it her final stand-up special ever. She's also about to kick off a multi-city stand-up tour June 19th in San Diego. But on her upcoming Netflix special, the final stand-up special she'll ever do, you bet she's going to spill the tea, Zoe. She is going to talk all about her controversial exit from the Ellen DeGeneres show 2 years ago.
Oh, good, because I've got so many questions. And basically, after the whole like scandal broke of what was going on, possibly behind the scenes by former employees, you didn't really hear anything about it. Like, it's, you know, 10 seconds. Yeah. And then it's the same thing with Lizzo. Like, Lizzo went through this huge scandal. Yeah. And I'm just like, I haven't heard anything about this since. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. So who's making the poopy head rumors go away? And finally, George Clooney headed to Broadway. His acting debut on the theatrical stage will be next year. He's going to reprise his role from Good Night and Good Luck, a movie he directed and starred in 2005. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's super awesome. Good for him for expanding his reach. I think he's always been, you know, one of those actors that like very thespian. So I think that the theater would be good for him.
Every time I hear the word thespian, I giggle. I can't help myself. I used to work with Sandy Sharkey.
She's so sweet.
She's the best. All the time in the world for Sandy. But she was given a script for a commercial once upon a time. And she's like, I don't know if I, you know, how am I supposed to read this? And she's like, and I said, Sandy, you can do this. You are a master thespian. And she got all upset. She's, what did you call me? I like men. Thank you very much. Thespian. No. Classic Sandy Sharkey. One of my favorite stories about her. Well, there you go. I think I have drawn this out long enough. I got nothing left. I guess it's time to let Zoe go and have her tacos that are sitting on her desk getting cold.
Oh, thank you so much. But yeah, I'm glad we rounded up the show.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Tomorrow, I'm putting the cowboy boots on. I'm going with the chaps. I could probably find a lasso. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me guess, they're assless.
As a matter of fact, Zoe, I don't know if you know that all chaps are assless. Otherwise, they are called pants. Anyway, over to you. You can sign things off and then go get your tacos.
If you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.